If you ever plan to motor west, travel my way, take the highway, that's the best. Get your kicks on Route 66. It winds from Chicago to LA, more than 2,000 miles all the way. Get your kicks on Route 66. Now you go through St. Louis, Joplin, Missouri, and Oklahoma City looks mighty pretty. You'll see Amarillo, Gallup, New Mexico, Flagstaff, Arizona, don't forget Winona, Kingman, Barstow, San Bernardino. Won't you get hip to this timely tip when you make that California trip? Get your kicks on Route 66. Tip when you make that California trip, get your kicks on Route 66. Get your kicks on Route 66. Get your kicks on Route 66. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Jazz Boulevard.
I'm Maz Taylor.
French accordionist Jacques Pelleret, from an album he put out in 2015 called Back to Philadelphia, we heard Fleur de Bassa. That sees him working with guitarist Jim Cohen, bassist Christopher Davis Shannon, and drummer David Bop Drummer. 1946 recording before that from Nat King Cole, Route 66, from a compilation that came out called The Very Best of Nat King Cole. John Collins doing the work on guitar with bassist Charlie Harris. New music soon to be released out of the Edmonton jazz scene from trombonist Audrey Okoa, her fifth recording called The Sorceress. We heard Lamplight, and that sees her working with keyboardist Chris Andrews, tenor saxophonist Jeremiah McDade, bassist Mike Lent, and drummer John May. A set of 14 original tracks from Audrey. And the set started with music out of the Israeli jazz scene, guitarist Gil Livni, working with saxophonist Amit Friedman, B3 player Yonatan Rickless, and drummer Yonatan Rosen. From the album All In, we heard I Want You, She's So Heavy.
Thank you.
That little jukebox right over there is like a magic key. For it can take you anywhere on wings of memory. Got to hear that record play again to carry me down Lover's Lane again. Back when the world was all in rhyme, I'd give a dollar for a dime. I've got to hear that sweet refrain again to turn love's December into May again. Back when the world was all in rhyme, seems that song was written for. Every word I know would have chance. Our two hearts could sing the chorus as I hold you here in my arms. I'd give a dollar for my aching heart is on my sleeve again. To close my eyes and make believe again, I'd give a dollar for a dime just to hear that record one more time. Sing the chorus as I hold you here in my arms. I'd give a dollar for a dime. My aching heart is on my sleeve again. To close my eyes and make believe again, I'd give a dollar for a dime just to hear that record one more time.
expert note. For some birds, having the best nest is a key part of attracting a mate. Males of many weaver bird species construct a series of intricately woven nests with which to lure a prospective partner. If a female is dissatisfied with it, though, she doesn't just move on. She tears the nest apart, as if to show her disdain. A male red-winged blackbird can even attract multiple mates if he controls a prime breeding territory, where nests can be built over the water, making them less accessible to predators like raccoons. Adélie penguins construct their nests on mounds of stones, which help guard against flooding, and partners often exchange stone gifts during the course of construction. Unfortunately, stones can be in short supply, which leads to skirmishes within the nesting colony, as stones are stolen and fiercely guarded. No stone, one might say, left unturned. For BirdNote, I'm Wen Fei Tong.